Very big whimsy energy. Yeah. Very Michael energy.
You mirror energy.
15-year-old energy. Celebrating the energy of...
I feel that energy.
Gravy ladle energy. Yeah. White flag surrender energy. This has the same energy.
I like that energy.
Give off any feminine energy, like nervous energy. I can feel that mom's energy. I'll handle it later energy. This is a strange energy. That's the kind of sexy energy I'm looking for. I feel that energy.
Hey, friends, it's EZ. I've got a brand new edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Ben Glaze and myself critiquing current episodes of the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show. If you want the full episode, get it free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. There's a lot of great content, including 72 episodes of Who Are These Free Beers. But for now, enjoy this free clip. So now that Kelly has jumped into Cool Bread Talk, she's off and running. And chats about her favorite bread.
Oh, nice.
But hang on. Free Beer jumps in with an important question.
Y'all ever had Dave's Killer Bread? This is silly. Mm-hmm. I'm going on a bread deep dive here.
I haven't.
Dave's Killer Bread is the best.
What is it?
All right. This may be one of the best examples of how fucked up Greg's brain really is. Contextually, they've been talking about bread for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
The product is called Dave's Killer Bread. An asshole asks, what is it?
Right.
Holy shit.
That's pretty ridiculous.
1 second after Greg's what is it question, he immediately realizes how stupid he sounds.
Oh, nice.
And he follows up with a second question that really doesn't do anything to make him look less stupid.
The best.
What is it? What makes it special?
What is it? What makes it special? Okay.
He quickly got that part out, too.
What is it? What makes it special?
Yeah. The best.
What is it? What makes it special?
Okay. So, what makes it special? Now, if you love bread, and someone asks you, like she does, she loves this guy's bread, Dave's Famous or Killer Bread, and someone says to you, what makes it special? Which is a horrible question. It's fucking bread, all right?
Right.
I mean, how descriptive can one be?
Yeah.
Now, thank God Kelly clarifies this. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Ridiculous question of what makes it special by answering free beer.
The best.
What and is it? What makes it special?
It's a really good multigrain bread.
Gotcha.
Oh, God. Okay.
What makes it special? It's good. And then gotcha. Like now he understands. Like before right. He was in the dark. But she clarified by saying it's good. Oh, Now I get it. What the fuck? Well,
I know
what
exactly
is it?
What you're talking about now.
What is it? What makes it special? It's good. Oh, gotcha. God damn. All right, now that Free Beer's hard-hitting bread questions are out of the way.
Yeah.
Kelly can now soar to new heights of compelling bread talk by unpacking not only her bread choice, but her bread shopping habits, which leads to bread storage tips.
Okay.
A really good multigrain bread.
Gotcha.
But they sell it at Costco, so it comes in packs of two. And I always have to put one in the freezer because it lasts forever that way. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it doesn't taste any different when it thaws out. It's totally fine. But I just keep my bread in the fridge and the freezer anyway.
Yeah.
She's not like grabbing the spotlight from anything interesting. So it's really not that important that she's doing that. But she does do that. She'll you're talking about bread. Well, I'm going to tell you about the bread I like. And I get it here. And I buy two loaves. And I freeze one of them. And then it's so good, y'all. So she's doing all that bullshit. But she does do that. So now she's off on a tangent. So after Kelly's input on bread talk, something odd happens to Freebeer. As here, in very short order, he starts four sentences and completes zero of them.
Oh, nice. I love when he does this. Yeah.
I generally do as well. I don't know how. I mean, maybe there's something I don't know about.
It's like, it sounds like you edited it all.
I know it does, Ben.
I generally do as well.
I'll give him this. He got, I generally do as well, but then he just stepped all over himself and continued with three more sentences that did not get completed.
I generally do as well. I don't know how. I mean, maybe there's something I don't know about.
That is it, my free clip of Who Are These Free Beers? Full show at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for checking this out. Bye-bye.